Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier two-year institutions in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. I've got one of the best gigs on campus because I get to market all the wonderful things that are happening here at Northeast on all of our campuses, including the fact that we take so much pride in getting our students ready to make a difference in the workforce. In fact, Zipia, which is a career website out of California, ranks us number one in Mississippi among all 15 community colleges in getting our students prepared for the workforce, and we're one of the top in the entire South as well. The president of Northeast Mississippi Community College, obviously thrilled with not only that ranking, but so much more that's happening here on our different campuses. And let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, with his message this week on Tiger Talk.
Good morning, Will, and thank you all again for joining us to talk about Northeast and a lot of the things that are going on here. I guess the first topic we want to discuss this morning is our COVID-19. Where are we with it, and how we are managing throughout it? The Delta variant has ravaged throughout the state of Mississippi and also throughout the country. I'm proud to say that we're under control as far as the Delta variant is concerned and COVID is concerned. We average probably about 30 on quarantine at any one time. We have a few positive cases throughout the campus community. And when we look at the number of students that we have, which is about 3,200 students, we're very pleased with those numbers that we have. So we're managing COVID really well. Our students are doing a great job of adhering to the recommendations that we have made, and that is to wear a mask when they're in the classroom, kind of be careful about getting large crowds and passing it on. And if they have symptoms, that they notify us immediately with their daily screening, and then we can identify them, place them on quarantine, and also convert them to virtual education. It hasn't been difficult at all for us because we're ranked number one in the state as far as online education, so it's fairly easy for us to keep our students in class and up to date with everything. So we're managing COVID the best that we possibly can, and we're keeping it under control. Few dates that I do want to remind everyone of. Homecoming is October the 14th, so we have a number of activities planned for that evening. That also will be our Northeast Athletic Hall of Fame and our Northeast Alumni of the Year program will be conducted that evening about 4 p.m. We'll also have tailgating available. Also, the presentation of our homecoming court will be provided at the football field, either prior to kickoff or at halftime. Also, we have three Northeast Now activities that are coming up. One is this Friday, September the 24th. We will have some high schools coming in to view the campus, and then October the 1st and October the 8th. Those are the three dates that we have set aside for Northeast Now. Northeast Now is an opportunity for our high school seniors within our five-county area or the surrounding area to come in and look at the things that are available and make sure that they understand the admissions process and the things that they have to have in place in order to attend college. So this is a very important time for our students, and we're going to make sure that all of our students and all of our high schools are well informed about the opportunities that are available to them, whether it be a certificate, whether it be career tech, or whether it be academic. We have something for every student in the state of Mississippi. So we encourage you to come out and take advantage of that, look the campus over, meet with an advisor, kind of have a day on the college campus to see what it's like. You'll be eating lunch with us, so spending some good time. Another big date coming up is our band competition. So once a year, we invite all of our local area bands to come in, and we have a large number of those that come in. So it'll be a full day on October the 2nd with our band festival. We usually start the competition somewhere around 11 a.m. or noon, and then we'll have bands that will be constantly performing throughout the day. And the night is culminated with, of course, crowning the champions in each category and the different categories that are available, and then also the overall champion. So this is a great experience for high school bands to come in and kind of get a prep for the state band competition, which will occur later. So we're going to roll out the red carpet for all these bands because our Northeast Tiger Band is one of the best in the country, and we kind of use this as a recruiting platform not only for the band members but also for our students too. So we're looking for a great day on October the 2nd, so I invite you to come out and be a part of that. We have another big day coming up. October the 28th is our final home football game of the season, so we are designating that as Legislative Appreciation Night. We will be reaching out to all of our legislators and senators and inviting them to come by and enjoy a time of tailgate and meet and greet, and they'll have an opportunity just to mingle with the citizens of Northeast Mississippi and also the students of Northeast Mississippi Community College. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to just kind of create relationships with them and let them know how much we appreciate what they do for Northeast and how much they appreciated not only throughout Northeast Mississippi, but most of them play key roles within committees throughout the state. So we're excited about recognizing them, and then we'll have a tailgate opportunity with them, and then we'll introduce them prior to the kickoff at about 6 p.m. So we'll be getting information to them, inviting them onto our campus. We have several projects that are ongoing, and we are continuing to work on our phase two, second round of the MDOT project. Mississippi Department of Transportation will be starting very, very soon. We've already got the bids out. We're waiting for a notice to proceed from the Mississippi Department of Transportation. And this will create very much needed crosswalks, sidewalks, and safety features are on the north side of the campus. Phase three is beginning the process too, and it will provide the same thing, sidewalks and crosswalks around the south and the west side of campus. I do want to mention that today is the last day for the second round of vaccinations to be given to students. I do want to announce that every Friday, a Baptist hospital has an open clinic that anyone that wants a vaccination can come by and get one. And that's just another means of combating the COVID virus. So a lot of things going on. Our campus police department are out in full force all the time. So we want to say a big shout out to our campus police department for the job that they do. They are constantly surveilling the campus to make sure that it is safe for our students, and fortunately we haven't had any situations to occur. So we have a football game this week. We're on the road at Northwest, and we've had some really exciting games the past 2 weeks here on campus, but we'll be on the road at Northwest this Thursday night. So thank you all so much for what you do, and as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers!
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thanks, as always, for your time each week here on Tiger Talk. Now, Northeast Recruiting Office will host a junior preview night when the Tigers take on the rivals from ICC on Thursday, September 30th. For more information, you can contact our recruiting office here at Northeast. Also, that following week, NEMCC's Campus Country will hold its first showtime of the year. That'll be outside Ramsey Hall in the quad near the water fountain. That'll be a big night on the 7th. And then right now, currently, the Iota Zeta chapter of Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society is hosting its annual Out for Blood drive. That competition against the rivals to our south is happening this week. Northeast and ICC face off in a friendly rivalry each year to help raise blood reserves for the local blood bank. Northeast Blood Drive will be from Monday, started on Monday the 20th, and it will wrap up on the 22nd in the Black and Gold Room on the first floor of the Haney Union. And with that, we will put a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does to get us on the air each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.